from Jakarta. Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has directed Youth and Sports Minister Erick Thohir to intensify efforts to boost sport tourism and nurture young athletes. Speaking to the media at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, Thohir emphasized that President Prabowo views the Indonesia MotoGP at Mandalika Circuit, Lombok Island, as a key driver of sport tourism. Chief expert of the Presidential Communications Office, Fitra Faisal, believes that human resource intervention is crucial in supporting national economic growth. Based on a number of calculations, one of the drivers for achieving 10% economic growth target is human resource productivity. He said in the discussion, Sekolah Rakyat or People Schools, Hope for Nation's Children, which was monitored online here on Tuesday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta di Jatinegara, sekejap hati ini menjadi sengsara. Tak kuasa untuk menahan rindu sementara, padahal lusa kita jumpa.
Tenanglah, aku takkan pergi lama-lama. Izinkan ku sejenak meninggalkan kota. Di Jakarta hidup berdasi tak selalu bawa tawa. Senang bukan cuma harta, lucunya kota Jakarta.
Indah belum tentu indah,
susah belum tentu tak bahagia.
Tenanglah, aku takkan pergi lama-lama. Izinkan ku sejenak meninggalkan kota.
Satu menahan rindu sementara, padahal lusa kita jumpa.
Oh,
di bawah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
samudra terbentang khatulistiwa. Di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Good afternoon, listeners of Voice of Indonesia. Today in the afternoon VOI talk, we are discussing the 75 years of Indonesia-China relations, strengthening the partnership. This year marks not only diplomatic milestone, but also a celebration of centuries-old cultural and social ties between the two nations. To talk more about this, we are joined by Professor Dr. Chandra Setiawan, PhD, President of the Indonesia-China Partnership Institution. Hello, Pak Chandra. How are you today?
Hello. Excellent.
Great to hear that. Thank you so much for joining us on Voice of Indonesia. Pak Chandra, Indonesia-China bilateral relations have been going on for 75 years. But if we look back, the relationship has existed for hundreds of years. In this regard, what strategies are being implemented to further enhance people-to-people relations between Indonesia and China? And how can Indonesia-China Partnership Institution play a role in promoting understanding and cooperation between the peoples of both countries?
Thank you. First of all, assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. And thank you for your profound questions. May I also say Happy National Day of China.
Happy National Day of China.
Yes. I want to answer your questions regarding the strategies to further enhance people-to-people relations between Indonesia and China. How our rules? The foundations of any strong bilateral relationships is people-to-people connectivity, right? Our strategy is a multi-layer and aims to build a bridge of mutual understanding. We need grassroots engagement. We will go beyond elite interactions and support programs that connect our artists, young entrepreneurs, community leaders, and cultural enthusiasts. This includes sister city programs that are active and contact rich, not just ceremonial. And now we are in the digital era. So digital connectivity is very important. We can use technology to create virtual exchange programs, online cultural festivals, and digital libraries showcasing our shared history and diverse cultures. This will make the relationships accessible to millions of people. We must work together to develop a narrative that highlights the positive contributions of the relationship throughout history, containing misinformation with facts and shares success story. The Indonesia-China Partnership Institution's presidency serves as the catalyst and facilitator in this effort. We are not the implementer, but a connector. Our role is to create and connect. We identify key stakeholders in both countries, NGOs, universities, cultural foundations, and business groups, and connect them to create sustainable partnerships. We will provide thought leaderships and recommendations to both governments based on local insights, suggesting policies that simplify travel, promote collaborations, and address cultural frictions. Create a partnership hub. Our goal is to be the primary resource for any Indonesia looking to establish a productive partnership with China, ensuring collaborations are strategic, mutually beneficial, and impactful. Thank you.
Wow, and we all know that China is one of the countries that has significantly influenced Indonesian culture. We are very tied together. And how do you see the potential for developing cultural exchanges between Indonesia and China in the coming years? Are there any plans to increase cooperation in the arts maybe or culture?
Okay, thank you. Cultural influence is undeniable, right? And presents a vast potential for preserving past exchanges and creating new contemporary ones. Beyond traditional arts, while we have wayang, batik, and Chinese calligraphy are important pillars, we need to explore modern cultural expressions. I see a great potential in co-producing films, animations, and digital art that tells stories connecting our peoples. Collaborations in culinary arts, fashions, and designs are also easy opportunities with massive appeal. Cultural industry collaborations. We can create joint ventures in the creative economy. Imagine an Indonesian batik designer working with a Chinese tax company to develop wearable technology, or a gamelan fusions concert with modern Chinese electronic music. Yes, we have create plans. We are starting on Indonesia China Cultural Dialogue Series, rotating forum where leading cultural thinkers, artists, and directors can meet, brainstorm, and launch joint projects. Additionally, we are considering an annual festival of Indonesia China cultures. There will be a lot event showcasing the best of both traditional and modern arts. Thank you.
Wow, and talking about plans, are there any plans to develop joint cultural projects between Indonesia and China? How can this project increase public awareness and appreciation for the cultures of both countries?
Thank you. We are conceptualizing several joint projects designed to be highly visible and engaging for the public. For example, the Chenghe Legacy Projects aims to be a major multi-platform initiative, including a documentary co-produced by TV stations from both countries, a traveling museum exhibit showcase artifacts and replicates from the maritime era, and academic seminars. This project will highlight that our relationship has historically been rooted in peace and cooperation. Digital Museum of Indonesia-China Relations. This is an interactive online platform where people, especially the youth, can explore the 75-year journey and the centuries-old connections through pictures, photos, videos, and personal stories, joint performing arts productions, for example, a dance or theater show that smoothly combines stories from Indonesian folklore, like Ramayana, with elements of from China or Chinese methodology performs by a diverse cast. These projects raise awareness by making culture a shared living experience. When an Indonesian sees their own culture reflected in a joint art productions, and a Chinese person does the same, it promotes a strong sense of shared identity and mutual respect, breaking down stereotypes and fostering emotional bond. Thank you.
Now, how about concrete steps that Indonesia and China can take? Because you mentioned about education aspects of the cooperation. How can we take concrete steps? How can Indonesia and China partnership institution play a role in facilitating student and academic exchanges between the two countries?
Thank you. This is a profound question. Education is the most powerful long-term investment in our relationship, right? So the concrete steps include doubling down on scholarships, urging both governments and private sectors to significantly increase the number of fully funded scholarships for Indonesian students studying in China and vice versa, with focus on STEM. STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, renewable energy, and a digital economy. President University every year gives the scholarship for Chinese students. So we hope really other private sectors, private institutions also follow what already been done by President University. And another concrete step, joint degree and twinning programs, promoting more collaboration between Indonesian and Chinese universities for double degree options, where students study in both countries. My experience as a former rector of President University demonstrated the great values of such international exposures. And the next is researchers collaboration. Create dedicated grant programs for joint research projects that tackle global issues like climate change, public health, sustainable urban growth, how to use AI in a productive and positive, especially in health sector. The Indonesia China Partnership Institution will play a vital role by acting as a central hub for information on scholarships and academic opportunities, developing a database of experts, researchers from both countries to encourage collaborations. If possible, hosting an annual rectors forum. This can be facilitated by the Ministry of Education in both countries that gathers university leaders from Indonesia and China to work together and sign partnership agreements and align academic curricula with a future industry needs. I think that's from me. Thank you.
Lastly, how can economic cooperation between Indonesia and China impact local communities? Are there plans to ensure that this economic cooperation brings social benefits to the Indonesian people?
Thank you. So economic cooperation, especially under the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, should be a rising tide that lifts all boats. Its effects on local communities can be significant if appropriately managed. The positive effects include creating jobs, developing local infrastructure, such as roads and ports that benefit to the community, and transferring technology that enhance local industries. However, to ensure this cooperation delivers direct social benefit, we must be intentionally how maximizing local content. We must promote policies and practice prioritizing local labor, suppliers, and managers in Chinese-funded projects. This will build capacity and keep economic benefits within the community. From construction to capacity building, partnerships should not end once a factory or railway is built. We must incorporate corporate social responsibility, CSR programs, co-designed with local communities, focusing on education, vocational training, and micro, small, medium enterprises development. For example, a power plant project should be paired with scholarships for local youths to study electrical engineering. And then ensuring sustainability. We will promote a cooperation model that prioritizes environmental and social sustainability, ensuring that projects not only boost the economy but also protect local communities' natural environments and social fabric. Our institution is committed to being a voice for inclusive and sustainable collaboration, ensuring that the next chapter of Indonesia-China relations is written in trade figures, but and also in improving well-being and empower lives of the Indonesian people. Thank you.
Wow, thank you so much of the very, very insightful sharing on this important occasion, Professor Chandra. Thank you so much. As Indonesia and China celebrate 75 years of diplomatic relations, it is clear that cooperation in culture, education, and people-to-people exchanges will remain vital in strengthening mutual understanding. We hope this partnership will continue to grow, not only at the state level, but also bringing positive impacts to communities in both nations. I'm Yunika. See you on the next VOI Talk.
muda terbentang khatulistiwa. Di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
I'm not afraid to die. saya sudah tahu kisah cinta mirip kita tak menyentuh selamanya. Selama kita mau, jangan pikir buruk dulu. Kisah cinta mirip kita bisa saja selamanya. Kau akhirnya goyah juga, bukan bertahan bersama, malah kau juga harus ku yakinkan. Kejutan tengah cerita, ternyata ini rasanya ditinggal berjuang sendirian. Sudahlah, terus saja bila terserah. Bisanya kau sekadar pasrah bila tak ada yang berubah. Benarkah kau ingin menyerah?
Ku ingin yang satu ini. I've heard about Bali and everything it offers. Culture, leisure, adventure. And yet, Bali can still fall into no list by several websites. They highlight the same word. Over tourism. One of the most highlighted ones is from Fodor's No List 2025. Fodor's travel wrote, "Rapid, unchecked development spurred by overtourism is encroaching on Bali's natural habitats and creating a plastic apocalypse." Then, how does the people of Bali respond to this? I arranged an appointment with a community figure in Bali. His name is Bapak Puspanegara. He invited us to join a regular beach cleaning every Friday morning, which was joined by staff of hotels and restaurants around Legian.
So this is going to be interesting, okay. Right?
Uh-huh.
Because you also asked a lot of people around the area of Legian.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they want to join you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, it's very difficult, definitely at first time to convince them to clean up the beach where you work, where you live, where you, what did you do at that time?
Okay, this is, we talk about behavior or attitude. And talk about beans or rubbish, they talk about behavior. Because to change the behavior is more harder than to do an action. And the action supposed to be continually or sustainability. And for make change the attitude and behavior, that's why we do every week with all the stakeholder we have here in Legian area. So this, the participant is come from the hotel, restaurant, bar, pub, eatery, every single every single activity in tourism. So we invite them to join this beach cleanup, and they now automatically already know about the schedule in which Friday they have to come to the beach. So this is to make a movement their behavior and their attitude, so need continuity. And most more than 3 years, they already know what they have to do and when they have to come for join this
every Friday. So
every Friday morning,
there's no notice, there's no information about anything, but every Friday they will definitely jump into the beach at this hours of morning.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that makes me a little bit happy because they have a sense that we call sense of belonging to our destination. And we believe one thing, if all of us doing this action, they're going to be involved, everyone, and not as only the people, as well to the tourists and the visitors who come here, so they have something sense to do an action minimums. They're not throw the rubbish everywhere, and we believe as long as we do this activity, the tourists, the local, the people all do a good behavior. And you can see this, our beach is very clean rather than other beach, because all the participants.
I'm surprised actually when I came here, it's already clean.
It's clean, and we have not only the clean up, this is not only from us, this is from the sellers. Along the beach, every morning they as well join. Look at the seller, as well the hotel, restaurant, who doing the business front of the beach. Automatically, because of this activity, they join activity and they doing the beach clean up every time during their schedule, during their own schedule. So we are very happy because the stakeholders here have awareness about how to save our environments, how to take the action and responsibility to their destination, because this destination is our magnetic for the tourists. If this destination bad,
dirty,
bad or we call sad comments from the tourists.
Okay.
So they're gonna be disaster for us here, because this only one beaches in Bali as well in Indonesia as well. Non-wells by the tourists, if they come to Bali, they have to come here in Legian Beach to see the sunset, the stunning sand, smooth sand,
wow,
the good wave for surfing,
yeah,
and the good water for swimming,
it
as
is.
Well for jogging and
yeah,
for,
I see people jog
yeah,
around
for sightseeing.
Yeah.
This is nice beach in the world, so most of the people, foreigners who come here, they know they have a value added when it comes to Legian Beach. Not only the beach. They have a surfing activity. Learn to surf.
Okay.
And then they can do a sport on the beach like a beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
And folly,
beach
folies,
soccer
folies, folies,
and a family activity like sand carving. And every activity of the tourist destination here.
Oh,
as you can
cool.
see there, that is Legian Beach Hotel. They have as well routine every first week in a month.
Okay.
They join our beach clean up.
Ah.
So, and other hotels, they are automatically every day as
do
well
it too.
Do it too. So it means we already give an impact for their sense of belonging
to the people
to
itself.
Take responsibility for the sustainable.
Certainly, Kuta and Legian are not just a beach. This also includes the city.
So, Bapak, Legian is not only beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's also city, right?
Yes, yeah,
around
you're
there.
Right, yeah.
So, if the beach is already clean and the people already realize it, how important the beach for them, what about the city?
Yes, we have Legian is not only beach, we have only as well a land of Legian. Land of Legian, we have the activity for tourism as well. We have Legian Street, that in Legian Street is many tourist activity. There is a pub, bar, discotheque, karaoke, and many more. So this area as well, we're doing not only to take the area clean, as well to take the area beauty, comfortable, and enjoy for everyone.
Mm.
And so far, Legian Street still the one of destination for young generation here to doing clubbing and doing catch up in a cafe.
Uh-huh.
And that a nice atmosphere.
Okay.
But we have a little bit
the problem is
problems. We have a problem.
Yeah.
Life is a problem. So that's why we have like a sense to reduce the problems which is come to our heart. So because I'm the part of House of Representative, I'm the parliament of local parliament here in Bali, in Badung Regency, so my obligation to get people moving their mindset from not only as a busy, because they know the land is a tourism area, easy to get the dollars, they have to maintenance their area, which is how they can involve in not only physically for the make the area clean, comfortable, and safety plus secure, so as well take action with their what we call that physicists or morals,
okay,
how to keep our destination still clean, safety, and secure.
Bali is highly dependent on tourism. The island was hit badly by the pandemic, but it gradually gets back on its feet nicely. Or maybe too well, so that people said some spots are too crowded.
Okay, but it's getting crowded, right, Pak?
Yeah.
The this place, Kuta, Legian, Canggu even. It's getting crowded every day with tourists, with even local people from Jakarta live here and made their business here. What do you think about this more crowded area? Is it is it good for the city or is it bad for the people? Or what's the effect and the impact of those crowded things?
Okay. Development or developing is mean positive impact and negative impact. So for the tourist destination like our land here is a positive. There the investation come to growing up our economic in other side. But the other side as well, the bad effect of the tourism is the first we see our environments. Our environments, the green area more reduced by the investment activity. As well about the behavior, you know, since Bali effect as they know what have what we call it, what they can do or not doing.
Yeah.
As like the climbing, the sacred temple.
Yeah.
They doing not ethical attitude on the road.
Yeah.
As like riding motorbike.
Yes.
Without international license. Riding motorbike without helmet. And many more bad manners. So this is we have to educate it, the tourists themselves when they arriving to Bali. They have to sign a declare.
What kind of declare from the?
Okay, from the government, already released a declare.
Okay.
What they have, what can do or does not to do of the tourists. But if they arrive here, they stay more than 7 days or more than a week. They involve with the local, so they see many local activity, and then they behavior change to like local. So they think this area is belong to them. So what happened next? They just doing whatever they want to do. So this is a problem for the tourism and for the infestation as well. Our environments is doing worse because of environment have to be saved by us. So now we doing this small activity to keep everyone aware.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRI Net.